When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. All right, man. All right. Dan just got out of the TARDIS, and he's now DJ Shagru, complete with the giant heels with the goldfish in the heels and the beret and the tuft and the vest. He's all ready to go. Esmeralda, I just saw Esmeralda stop spinning. She's Esmeralda the Heartmelda. Now she's popping and locking. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. I don't do anything. I just Wiki Wiki. All right, Fly Jams Friday, you know what it is. Every Friday, we like to start off your weekend on a funky note and celebrate great R&B songs from every era. 312-981-7200. Call in now for your requests. 312-981-7200. This was my first request this morning to kick off Fly Jams Friday.
I'm pushing power, that's punishing, prepare to be a prisoner. The hitman is the brother with charisma. Showing you that I have powerful paragraphs. Followers become leaders, but without a path, you're mentally paralyzed.
Let the rhythm hit him. That's Eric B. and Rakim. Eric B., one of the greatest. I chose the three songs that I chose this morning are from the days when hip-hop was great. And three of my favorite MCs are also, because Eric B. Is one of the best MCs ever in the history of hip-hop. And so I chose three songs that from my opinion, the golden age of hip hop, and three of the best MCs of all time. So those are my choices this morning for Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. We got a few coming in right here, and if you want, your phone lines are open at 312-981-7200. Get your requests in. Greg in Milwaukee requested this one.
Heaven must have made her just for me when she smiled.
And Greg, by the way, Greg in Milwaukee was one of our, he was our reader, our dummy reader last Friday. And he chose this song because he played trumpet with them last Thursday night in Milwaukee, and that would be the Four Tops. That's pretty cool. Greg in Milwaukee, how about that, Esmeralda?
Very fly.
Isn't that fly? Guy played, he played trumpet with the Four Tops last week. Almost as good as playing pan flute with Zamfir.
Almost.
Not quite. I wonder if the sales of or downloading of Zamfir is going to improve after tonight's exposure.
Yeah, no, Zamfir better thank us.
Yeah, I think we should have Zamfir on the show.
And then Vic could duet with him.
He can do a duet. He can bring in his recorder.
They could jam.
And they could jam to some Bette Midler covers. Okay, we man. All right. It's Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Get your funky self funked up. And let's hear some requests. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We will play, and DJ Shagru will be happy to play some Fly Jams for you. We will continue with Fly Jams Friday right after we take this break, coming up on the news on 720 WGN.
I shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
That's Public Enemy. Shut Them Down. I chose that one. Chuck D, one of the greatest MCs on the planet. And that's, I think, one of their most underrated songs, Shut Them Down. Fantastic song. It's Fly Jams Friday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran at 6 o'clock with your weekend morning drive. So there you go. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Lines are open right now if you want to get your requests in. DJ Shagru is ready, and it's Fly Jams Friday. All right, 312 area code. Requested Whitney Houston, Faith Evans, and Kelly Price. Yeah.
Is this Biggie's lady?
It's Whitney Houston, Faith Evans, and Kelly Price.
Ah, Faith Evans, yeah.
Right. I've never heard that before in my life. It's called Heartbreak Hotel, but it's not the Elvis song.
I've heard it, but I've heard the remix.
Okay.
There's a remix.
Okay. yeah. I've never heard it before. But the 312 area code requested some Fly Jams with Whitney Houston, Faith Evans, and Kelly Price. Heartbreak Hotel. Okay. Here's Fly Jam Bob on WGN. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick. Hey. I'm glad you enjoyed my get well wishes from Santana.
Yeah, of course. You chose some good Santana songs.
Yeah, Everybody's Everything is still my favorite, with the song by him with the Tower of Power horn section.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you think they're Fly?
I think one of them, I think the first one that we played was Fly.
Okay. Well, maybe his brother's band. I'll play that in a few weeks for you, see if you think that is.
All right.
Anyway, this morning I wanted to play my tribute to Al Jarreau. So here's my favorite song by him. It's Morning.
All right.
Searching high and low, and now at last I know. Almost a radio.
Al Jarreau was always so damn smooth.
Yes, the first time I heard that song was on Paul Rogers' Sunday morning show.
Yes.
And it just brightened my day all day. I couldn't stop thinking about it. But I'm not a big elevator jazz fan, but I thought his music always kind of transcended that genre. And his voice and his keyboards are fantastic.
All right. It's outstanding. All right, Bob.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
See
Take
you.
Care. See ya. Bye-bye. There you go. Fly Jam Bob with his tribute to Al Jarreau we lost a couple of weeks ago. And, we have Bennett has a request, DJ Shagru.
Yes, the morning, the producer of the opening bell in the Wintrust Business Lunch had a request of Blackalicious in his song Alphabet Aerobics.
Really raw raps, rising up rapidly, riding the rushing radioactivity. Super scientifical sound search on, silencing superfied saps that are soft. Tails 10 times talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut. Verb by smart, victorious, valid. Violate vibes that are vain, make them vanish. While I'm all well, what a wise wordsmith. Just weaving up words, weeded up on my work shift. Xerox, my X-radiation grows, extra large, X-height letters.
Yeah.
Xylophone tones, yellow back, neck, mouth, young ones yawn. Yesterday's lawn yard, cell I yawn. Zigzag. Zombies zoom into the scene, zero wins and thoughts over zealous.
See, Alphabet, he's doing Alphabet aerobics right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
I see.
It's Blackalicious.
That was
Alphabet aerobics.
No, but I mean, like, he didn't take a breath.
No, because he was doing aerobics.
Woo.
Does Bennett look like the kind of guy that listens to that kind of music?
No. What, you never seen him? Yeah, or are you just asking us? I don't know.
I see him every morning. What are you talking about?
It just as that question sounded very like, does he look like, is he a man who...
No, I see him every morning, Esmeralda.
Bennett's got soul.
He does. He's got a lot. All right. 630 area code. Requested this.
But he just kept right on slapping my face with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yeah, the only difference between that and the Fugees is one time.
I really wanted to say it.
No.
No. Two times.
Like, shut up.
Do, 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 do.
No. No, 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 no. Roberta Flack rules. Although Lauryn Hill is a great singer, I just don't like their version at all. Just leave it alone. It's Roberta Flack. But that Miseducation album is great. That Lauryn Hill album. What the hell happened to her? She lost her mind, right? Didn't she go nuts?
No, she's... Well, she did, but... Why do I think that she's coming back? She's touring.
Is she? I hope so. I mean, and that is one of the most beautiful women of all time. But like breathtakingly beautiful, Lauryn Hill. Boy, that album was big. That Miseducation album, good God. Yeah, there weren't many albums. I mean, didn't it also win like 500 Grammys? Didn't she win like every Grammy that year too?
Probably. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was a huge record.
And she was in... that Habit movie. I can't remember it right now.
Sister Act 2?
There you go.
She was? Yeah. I don't even remember. I saw it one time and ran screaming from the theater.
She was one of the students.
Lauryn Hill was?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Was it this? That was before, like, her big...
Yeah, this was a...
Music career, right? Because she was young anyway, so she was like a kid then, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
She'll be in Miami on April 22nd.
One time? Or two times?
Just one.
Okay.
You know, for not liking that version.
Well, you couldn't, it was ubiquitous. You couldn't get away from it. The damn, if you turned on MTV every 15 minutes, the damn video was on, sitting in the movie theater throwing popcorn at each other. It was on 53 times a day. When did that record come out? That was like mid-90s?
I want to say 97.
97, yeah, something like that? 90s.
Because I remember having conversations. Obviously, this was when the group was still starting out. But
yeah.
They were like the hip hop Beatles.
96.
96.
Because, right? Because it's on the score?
Yeah.
Yeah, 96.
And then each one of them had great solo songs.
Yes.
In addition to the.
Yeah, they did. Well, I mean, those guys really went on to, like, all of them
went
on to great solo success. So. All right. I'm sketchy on what happened to Lauryn, because I know she, like, lost her mind, right? And, like, had to go away for a while.
Yeah, she had a lot of troubles.
Yeah. Because I remember...
Mentally, and I think she had some tax things, too, I think.
Did she?
I think so.
That's too bad. Anyway, I'm glad she's back. She's awesome. Great, great, great voice. All right, here's Bob on WGN. You got a request for Fly Jams Friday, Bob?
Nick, when your heart is broken and the pieces are all over the floor, nothing makes you feel worse than to hear the late, great Teddy Pendergrass.
Let's hear him.
The Love I Love.
Yeah.
The love I love was a sweet love.
Right. Great request there, Bob. That's one of those songs that's like deceptively sad because it's like you can dance to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a great beat.
But as you dance, you're crying.
And then because you listen to the lyrics, you go, oh, man. And then Michael Jackson walks in with his poodle and it's all over.
She's out of my life.
Teddy Pendergrass was cool, man. He was cool. He had a lot of great songs. He was fly. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Because legally we couldn't play it on Fly Jams Friday.
If
he was not fly. But Teddy Pendergrass was fly.
I didn't know we added a legal component to Fly Jams Friday.
We haven't. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Tell you what, that lawyer would have a hell of a suit, though.
Yeah. Why? Because we've had a lot of unfly?
No, not a lawsuit.
Oh, you mean a suit, an actual
physical suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like clothing.
Like a Steve Harvey. He'd come in, would you like this jacket, player? It's got 67 buttons. It's from the Steve Harvey collection, player. You like my shiny bald head, player? Survey said, player. That's my Steve Harvey, by the way.
I felt like he was here.
He walked over. Yeah.
Right across from the way here. He could have just walked over. How's it going, playa? You see this suit? Embroidered stitching from Italy. Playa.
Oh,
are you very happy after the Oscars? Do you feel like people are going to forget?
Wasn't my fault, playa. I only screw up beauty pageants, playa. 100 people surveyed. You like my suit. Steve Harvey, did you ever see the movie The Kings of Comedy with him and Bernie
yes.
Mac and Cedric the Entertainer
yeah.
and D.L. Hughley?
Mm-hmm.
He was like your MC. You know, he introduced everybody, but he did sets in between. He does a bit in that movie. He's very funny. Steve Harvey's very funny. And he's a great stand-up comedian. He's also dirty, but you don't see that, mm-hmm. you know, on his show, daytime show. I'm going to help you over your fear of horses, player. And he's on that show now with the little kids. They come out. You're a little kid, player. Do something cute, player.
Say the darndest things.
Something like that. Little crazy kids or Kid Hut. I don't know what
Kid
it is.
Hut. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he did this bit on that Kings of Comedy where he celebrates old school R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And plays some songs and talks about how cool they were and then rips on rappers about how, like, you know, there's 40 people on stage. They all got a microphone. You can't understand what any of them are saying. He does his whole bit. It's great. He rips it apart. He rips apart, like, I think that if you go to YouTube, you can find it on YouTube. It's called Stank Ass Rappers.
Okay. I'll look that up.
Look it up. It's hilarious.
Okay.
All right. Hey, did you know Spike Lee directed that movie, Kings of Comedy? Concert movie he did.
For Spike. A second, I thought Stank-Ass Rappers.
No, he didn't direct that. No. No. No, they didn't make a movie out of that. Spike Lee's new movie is Stank-Ass Rappers. You can see it right now, playa. All right. We got a break here, weather and traffic. I live in time for hip-hop. This is hip-hop of the day. I get props to hip-hop, so hip-hop for me. One of my favorite songs ever of all time, Hip Hop Hooray. We used to, when we went to Cub games
mm-hmm.
in the 90s, obviously, because I think this record came out, I want to say it was 92,
mm-hmm.
91, 92. And whenever the Cubs got a hit, we would go, ho, hey, oh, we would do the whole thing. We'd get like the entire right field bleachers to do it. And it was at the height of the popularity of the song, so everybody knew it and everything.
Guys are real cool.
Yeah, man. We were naughty by nature.
Oh, God.
Hip Hop Hooray. Tretch is one of the best. He's one of the best MCs. One of the best MCs. Tretch is, and he was a handsome dude, too.
You know, he was married to...
Wasn't he married to one of the...
Not Salt. I think he was married to Peppa.
Yeah. And in that video...
In What a Man.
in that video, the one that we just hip hop array, there's a bunch of cameos by other artists.
Oh, okay.
Like Queen Latifah's in it. I think Salt and Pepper are in it.
Well, he's in What a Man.
Yeah, well, he is. Look at him. Tretch was a beautiful man. And Eazy-E is in that video, too. And you know who directed that video, oddly enough? Spike Lee.
Wow.
Spike
Quite
Lee directed
a thread.
Well, that's craziness. Yeah, Vin Rock was the other MC in Naughty by Nature. Mm-hmm. And DJ KG. Because he's KG, see? Tretch is treacherous.
Oh.
KG is KG.
Oh, I see.
Vin Rock is like he's built, so he's a rock.
His not so much a play on words.
No. He's a big dude, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So. All right. Hip Hop Hooray. I love that song. Love it. All right. Let's see. G wanted to hear a little bit of this.
Come together now, together underneath the sun. Please, please, let me show you.
See, Michael, no poodle there.
No. Well, he wasn't sad.
He wasn't sad. He was just being Michael. That's the Jackson Show You the Way by Gamble Huff. A fly jam right there. And that was for G. G-E-E. G. See? I don't even know. Here's Greg on WGN. Hey, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up? What do you got?
It's a song called Mercedes Boy by Pebbles. My old girlfriend and I used to dance to this all the time.
Great song.
Very romantic.
This is a great song. Here we go. Pebbles. Love this song.
So she has the Mercedes.
Yeah.
Nice.
You want to ride in my Mercedes, boy?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You not know that song?
No.
Oh, it's a great one. Greg, great request.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, take care. Have a good weekend. She was adorable, too, Pebbles.
And owned a Mercedes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know who loved that song? Hey, listen. Hey, have you heard Mercedes Boy? That song rules. Used to get her mixed up with Nia Peebles because they were popular right around the same time.
Oh,
she was Pebbles and Nia Peebles.
Mm-hmm.
And Nia Peebles was on MTV.
Like,
she hosted stuff. And then Pebbles hosted a couple of things on there, too. And at the time, I'm like, what the hell's happening?
Pebbles.
Pebbles
not
and Peebles.
Peebles.
Pebbles and Peebles.
Well, they should have had a show.
They should have. Pebbles and Peebles.
They solve crimes.
That kind of wasn't where I was thinking.
Really?
I was thinking like a music show, but you're thinking like thinking, detectives.
You know.
They
yeah.
drive around in the Mercedes
like,
to the to
like
the
Rizzoli and Isles, Pebbles and Peebles.
Then it would have to be on USA.
Yes.
And it would be a popular show that no one ever watched.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell just in a couple of minutes. Here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. And then you throw in Bam Bam, and I get really confused
yeah,
with Pebbles and Peebles. And,
yeah.
But good morning, everybody. And coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to review our portfolios after a busy week where the stock market hit 21,000. Also, the Dodd-Frank rollback may be in a little bit of trouble. We'll tell you about what's going on in Washington. And then how about some cheap airfare to get out of town maybe for an upcoming weekend? We'll talk with Rick Senior of FairCompare.com. All coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye. Okay. Here, what's going on here? 773 area code. For Fly Jams Friday, wants to hear William Bell, Trying to Love 2.
I need to be 3 men in 1 to get my job done. I need a 30-hour day, 2 jobs with double pay. I need a man to go to work, a man to stay at home. I need a man on the outside to keep my woman strong. Trying to love 2. Sure. You're trying to love too.
very difficult to have a girlfriend and a mistress.
Yeah.
I was stunned. We've never had that on an anti-Fly James Friday.
Yeah, how did was that possible? An anti-Valentine's Day? Or
Is that really anti-Valentine's Day?
Well, when you're cheating.
Ladies.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, making them both happy.
Because they don't know about each other.
See, that's the song, the one after.
The one after is the
yes,
one?
Well,
we played. We played me and Mrs. Jones
on
that.
Yeah, but that seems...
That's a much
like
sexier
heartbreak,
song.
Heartbreak, though.
Yeah.
I don't know
no,
why.
It's like we got a thing going on. Like, shh, quiet, baby. All right, I want to close with this one real quick. I have to, because okay. you just mentioned them. Area code requested that one. That song rules.
It does.
And Salt and Pepper.
Love Salt and
Pepper. Rules. So, all right. Hey, we'll see. I'll see you tonight.
Yes.
And you're going to the Gale Street Inn. We're going to have some dinner and have a little meeting. And
very nice.
Your first time there.
I know. Excited.
It's the best. Gale Street Inn, GaleStreet.com. And I'll see you there.
See you there.
And we'll see you Monday morning when we're back on the radio. All right. The news is in 5 seconds.